Here is Justin Verlander giving an update himself. He's going the Lance McCullers route. He gives the update himself on where he is.
The first thing is health and came out of feeling good. Obviously, I have some stuff to work on pitching-wise, but that's kind of what spring training is for and rehab starts are for. So, you know, felt better last time than I did the time before. And, you know, so just kind of keep building on that. And like I always do, kind of work on stuff in the bullpen in between and, you know, keep trying to make it click.
Is it your expectation to start Friday in Washington?
But my expectation? Well, it's a tricky way to pose it. That's a joke question.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think the ultimate decision is on those guys if they feel I'm ready. You know, I think pitch count wise, I think it's pretty close, and health wise, I bounced back all the ways I would like to have seen. Like we had talked about earlier, kind of at length, you know, some of the things that had been difficult for me to do are becoming easier and easier. So I feel like I've kind of checked all the boxes that need to be checked. And, you know, I do feel like I'm ready to step on the mound again, whether that's for us or somebody else. So that's, again, their decision.
All right, there it is. He said it's a Joe question. So Joe Tyler, if Joe feels like he's ready, which to me means Dana. So Dana, if Dana feels like he is ready to go.
If Justin Verlander feels like he is ready to start on Friday in Washington, he is going to be starting Friday night in Washington. It's that simple. And also, it just makes sense as you look at the schedule moving forward, because he wants to stay at least right now on an every 6 days routine. He doesn't want to like push it to go to five just yet. So if he starts on, 6 days would have him on track for Friday. Then his next start would be in Chicago next Thursday, as opposed to if he waits a couple of extra days and maybe starts on Saturday or Sunday in Washington. Well, then he'd be looking at having to pitch in Mexico City, and I don't think he wants to pitch in Mexico City. And I don't think the team wants him to pitch in Mexico City either, because as a fly ball pitcher, you're going to give him a lot of home runs pitching in Mexico City as a fly ball pitcher.
Yeah.
And also just, you know, the altitude there, you're going to wear down a little bit as an older guy. So I think that they would much rather have him pitch in Chicago next week.
No, I'm with you. If he can go, he's going to go. So that, like I said, that is... the savior, the potential saviors are coming. That would be a huge one there. And getting him in that rotation now to have three guys, because right now, literally in the rotation, there are only two guys that you even feel halfway comfortable with.
Right? One of those guys wasn't even supposed to be in the rotation.
And I think with either one of them, in the back of your mind, you're wondering, all right, when is the bad Javier coming? And when's the guy who was probably supposed to be eighth in the line when it comes to starting pitchers potentially available for the Astros? When is that? When is the reason they never even thought about him being a starter, realistically, to start the season in the rotation? When is that gonna come about?